Hey y'all, Jamal Washington again. You know, it never fails. Every time I get my hopes up, life yanks the rug right out from under me. But what happened to me earlier this week, though, is probably the most painful hit I ever took. I had to talk to Sam immediately, or I knew I'd do something really stupid. I talked Shane into driving me over to his office a little after 9 a.m., even though my appointment wasn't till noon. I just prayed to God that Sam would be willing to talk to me. Morning, Sam.
Jamal, you're early.
Yeah, I know. Look, you mind if we started our session now? Something huge went down yesterday, and you're the only one I can talk to about it.
Sure. Come sit down.
Damn it, Sam, why? Why does life treat me like this?
Jamal, what is it?
Well, you know the letter I got last meeting about my father?
How could I forget? I don't think you've ever gotten a bigger shock in your life.
Yeah. Well, I finally got the nerve to follow up on a Wednesday and...
And what? What did he say, Jamal?
He's gone, Sam.
Gone?
Dead. Died 5 months ago.
I'm sorry, Jamal. What happened, if it's all right to ask?
Look, before I go on, I got to ask you. Why are you doing this, man? You ain't even on the clock. You ain't getting nothing out of this, and yet, here you are, talking with me like we've been friends forever. I was sent to about half a dozen shrinks before you, and every one wanted to get their money and send me on my way as quickly as they could. But you really do care about me. And I can't for the life of me understand why.
I told you, my clients, including you, are treated with just as much respect and care as any family member. And I also seem to recall telling you I consider you a friend. True, there are some therapists that prefer to stay detached, but I find it more effective to take a more friendly approach. I'm more likely to be able to help a client if I'm friendly than if I just sat there saying, "How do you feel about that?" all day.
Has anyone ever told you you're a total sucker?
Yes, in fact, I hear it all the time. It tells me I've still got a heart, though. That's how I look at it. Now, what happened when you left here?
Well, when I got home, my mind was still going crazy. I tried calling right away, but I couldn't. I guess I was scared. I mean, that letter was sent 8 years ago. I had no idea what to expect. Did he still remember me? Did he still care about me? Was he still alive? Shane could tell something was eating me, but I still didn't feel ready to tell him what was happening. I just wrestled with my own thoughts and tried to work up the nerve to call that number. I finally did so Wednesday night.
Well, what happened with that call then?
I called around 8 and left a message on someone's voicemail. Next morning, I get a call from an attorney. He said he represented the Clemens family. He asked for the number on my hospital bracelet to prove my identity, and I gave it to him. Then he asked for my phone number and told me to expect a call from someone later in the day. About 3 hours later, I did. It was from Anderson's wife, Elaine. I guess that makes her my stepmother. She's the one who told me my father passed away.
Go on, Jamal. How did he die?
Heart failure, Sam. Died in his sleep. See, that's why I needed to see you so urgently.
Remember how I told you I lost my father overseas? Well, I never exactly mentioned how he died. Turns out you and I had that in common, too. We both lost our dads to the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, then you know why I had to talk to someone, man. Once the initial shock wore off, all the depression and the despair came rushing back. Damn it, Sam, this was my chance. My only chance to finally leave this shit behind and be somebody. Somebody that mattered. Somebody with a real father, a real home. I had hope, Sam, for the first time in my life. I had hope. And then it was gone. Sam, you have no idea how close I came to committing suicide last night.
I'm glad you came to see me, then. If you need me for something, Jamal, you don't always have to wait for an actual session. You do have my cell number still. don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I got your number. But I had to see you in person about this, though. And then thanks, man. I mean, I have no idea what I'd do if I had to deal with this myself.
I have to say, Jamal, that I'm very impressed with how far you've come in these last few weeks. When I think about the way you were the day you and I first met, I'm glad to see you've improved.
Yeah, well, that's all your fault, you know. It's damn near impossible for me to trust anyone, but somehow you found a way through. I don't see you as some quack out to make money off my problems, then. I really am seeing you as a friend.
I'm glad to hear that. With everything you've been through, I knew you needed someone, and I was determined to get you to see that someone cared about you. So, what are you planning to do from here?
Well, Mrs. Clemens said she wants me to come see the family at home. Apparently Daddy left me something in the will, and she wanted to take care of the details in person. I told her about the house arrest and that I need to clear it with my parole officer first, so we're going to be talking about that next meeting. It's all going to depend on what happens there.
One moment, all right, Jamal? I've been waiting for this call all morning.
All right, go ahead. Business is business.
Hello? Yes, this is Samuel Thornbody. Yes, good to hear from you. Oh, I see. Is that the only time you have? All right. No, it's fine. Thank you. Of course, Monday it is. Have a good day.
Do I ask?
I have someone important I need to go and see on Monday. It wouldn't be a problem normally, but it's going to run the entire length of the next session. I hate to ask this of you, especially after what you've just told me, but would you be all right with me setting you up to run your session on Monday with someone else?
You know what, Sam? You went out of your way to help me today. I gotta respect that. If this is that important to you, go ahead. Get it done. Don't know if I'll be as trusting with a replacement, but if you recommend him, I can give him the benefit of the doubt for a day.
Thank you, Jamal. I really appreciate your understanding.
You sure you're okay, man?
I'm fine. Thank you for your concern. It's just a personal matter of my own I'm sorting out. And by the way, unless there was something else specifically you wanted to discuss during your actual session, you're welcome to return home when we finish talking here. I mean, your appointment today wasn't supposed to be until this afternoon, and I see no reason to force you to get driven back up here.
Yeah, I do want to go ahead with the regular session, Sam. It's still very angry and upset over how all this went down. I gotta get it out of my system, man. I gotta let this thing go. And having someone who has been there and understands what I'm feeling is exactly what I need right now.
Lost memories have now returned. Each of them has left a scar. Time to push it all aside. The times my soul got burned, I leave them where they are. No longer will they hurt my pride. Grace is given, it isn't earned. Gift that comes from heaven afar. Onward I go, I shall not hide.